The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat like me, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and cooler stat.
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This some serious gourmet shit.
Let's get it on.
The All-Decade team is just such a huge honor. And, y'all remember DeMarcus. DeMarcus Ware got the All-Decade team. I remember how much it meant to him and how important it was for him. And you fast forward to now, and it's a couple years later, and then I'm doing the same thing. It's incredible. Everybody knows I've been trying to be like DeMarcus Monk.
You know, Von Miller talking in a conference call yesterday. I heard DeMarcus Ware was on yesterday with the Hardy Boys, with Stokely and Zach.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I think of DeMarcus Ware, I hear from DeMarcus Ware, it's so refreshing, so unique. Just the open, not only friendship that these guys have, but the way that they talk about each other as mentor and protege. It's really cool, and it's something that I think is very unique in today's world of sports.
No, I think it's awesome. I mean, it's kind of like you and me, how I always talk about you being my mentor.
Uh-huh.
You know, and
intellectual property, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and how, you know, what an unbelievable job you've done, you know, just helping me out along the way.
Yes.
So, yeah, very
You're
much.
My little shaver.
Yes. No, it is cool they have that kind of relationship and that kind of, you know, that kind of respect. You know, and Vaughn has that much respect for DeMarcus Ware, the way he operates his life, the way he operated his career. And so I you know, it's always great to have those guys in your life, and those people in your lives that, one, you know, can help you along the way, but two, hold you accountable.
And
I think that's a big thing. Go ahead.
Yeah. And I also want to salute Chris Harris Jr. I know his departure from here has, rankled a lot of Bronco fans, but Hey, never lose sight. You want to talk about easily one of the top five rags to riches success stories that this franchise has put together. When you talk about the Terrell Davis as a sixth round pick and the Rod Smith type find, but man, you got to put Chris Harris Jr. right up there in there at the top of them. Just a nondescript college free agent out of Kansas who ends up on an all decade team. Wow,
you're right. That's an amazing accomplishment, and I know he'll be remembered fondly here. Right now, there's some, you know, Bronco fans that get, it's kind of like DT's departure, you know, they're good riddance, you know, they get mad, but he'll be remembered fondly. He was such a good player for us and still is an outstanding player.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Brady barking out the call to Edelman. Under center, drops back, looks to throw. He pumps once, then he throws to the back of the end zone. Wide open, Ryan Izzo. Touchdown, Patriots.
You know, as the Patriots probably slide back to mediocrity next year without Tommy Boy, I wonder if we'll miss out on any of the Zolak calls.
Yeah,
I love Tom Brady.
It'll be just depressed Zolak. Yeah. I wonder what depressed Zolak will sound like.
Oh, Jared Stidham.
Oh, Stidham turns the ball over.
I miss Tom.
Tommy wouldn't have done it.
So the all-decade team,
Night, night.
Tom Brady on it twice he's now made all-decade teams, 2010 and 2020. But, you know, one thing I was talking about this with Millennial Ben during the break, safe social distancing as we were chatting, the idea that, you know, if you're sitting here in 2020 and you're looking at the next decade in the hopes that the Broncos can build something that is, you know, sustainable for a decade, it's not just simply finding two guys that will be on your all-decade team in 2030, like you did with Von Miller and Chris Harris Jr. Think about all the really good, great players that were around them as well.
Yeah.
So it's not just finding two all-decade type guys. You also have to have a handful of Pro Bowlers, All-Pros, you know, guys like that.
Yeah. That's the thing. When you think back, I mean, you just think back to that defense. with Vaughn and Chris Harris Jr., but Aqib Talib was a Pro Bowler. T.J. Ward was a Pro Bowler. Darian Stewart was a Pro Bowler. DeMarcus Ware was a Pro Bowler. I mean, come on. The hits keep coming. They had some players, man. They had some great players.
Oh, and a certain quarterback with the number 18 on his back as well. Next on the Morning Brew.
Take a good look. You won't see this one for long.
Oh, please, soon, hopefully. Well, Major League Baseball is on a path, a focused plan that has the support of high-ranking medical officials to perhaps start their season in May. The plan would involve baseball starting up in the greater Phoenix area. All 30 teams would play at stadiums in the greater Phoenix area, including the Diamondbacks Chase Field, 10 spring training facilities, and perhaps other nearby fields. What do you think about the idea of baseball starting up under those kind of circumstances?
And they would do it without fanfare,
no
right?
Fans.
With no fans.
No fans.
I think it would be great. I mean, you know, it's still a television product. I know they rely a lot on, concessions and all that, but it would certainly, I think, mitigate some of the expenses, right? If you're all just kind of in people's spring training facilities, and, you know, cause all the facilities are there, and I'm sure that they can house several different teams. Yeah. And I mean, that makes sense. That would be a really great thing. Obviously, they're going to have to test all their players, and they're going to have to keep them, you know, somewhat sequestered, I would imagine. But it would be great to have a little Major League Baseball back on television and to be able to watch that, even if it's minus the fans. And it'll only be minus the fans for a while, you know, for a month or so. So I'd be down with that. It'd be better than watching people put together stupid videos on the internet.
But understand, this would only work if it was with the absolute understanding that after a certain amount of time, it would be baseball back in everybody's own ballpark with maybe fans included as well. I think at the beginning, Mark, the novelty, the thirst, the hunger for anything sports would be there, but I question how long that novelty would last.
Right. I mean, I think there's stages, Mike. Though. I mean,
right. I think it has to be with the idea that there's another stage involved. If you think you're just going to do a full baseball season,
No.
Phoenix.
Right. I would say, hey, you started off in Phoenix, you go there for a month, and then all of a sudden it's like, okay, now you get to go home, but there's still no fans in your stadium. But at least you're playing at home, so you're playing in those confines, you know, and teams are traveling around, and then, cause they all have their own private planes, right? So they're traveling around doing it that way, and then, you know, if the rules get more and more relaxed, maybe fans come in, but you have to have the face mask. That's when we create the face mask that has the little beer nozzle on it. And then you and I just retire and drift off in the sunset.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about it a lot in the shower.
I'll do it for the Morning Brew. The ideas you come up with in the shower. Mm. That'll do it for the Morning Brew, brought to you each and every morning at 6:30. Our 9 News Bronco insider, Mike Kliss, joins us coming up next.